little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
There's shed loads of evidence now, particularly this is about decision support. And one of the other things I just wanted to say fairly early on was decision support, decision tools, using tools, is something that you can do in shared decision making, but it is not the sine qua non of shared decision making. You don't need a tool to do good shared decision making. Simply asking your patient, how well does that fit with you? Was that what you were hoping to do? Or would it be helpful if we got some evidence about the pros and cons of this? That's decision making. That's shared decision making. You don't need to wheel out a tool to do it. And on the whole, I try and encourage people to rehearse shared decision making, firstly, certainly without using decision support. There are some really good decision aids, and they can be very useful, and they can help prompt you to think about better quality evidence, etc., but they're not needed to do decent shared decision making. Okay. But if you do use it, you will find that it improves knowledge and facilitates more accurate risk perception. People understand the risk they're taking better, and the pros and cons. They're more comfortable with the decisions they take. They're less undecided, and in certain circumstances, it will reduce the uptake of elective surgery, so cold procedures. Although a lot of that evidence comes from the States, not from the UK. And it definitely improves adherence to medication. Okay, so it works. You have to do it. There are GMC requirements. It's, you know, frontline policy now to be thinking about how to do this.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.